Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the outside linebackers coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, our buddy, the former Wolverine, the one, the only, Larry Foote. What's up, Foote?
What's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Larry, I read something about you, which I couldn't believe to be true, so I had to look twice. You're 40.
Oh, man.
Larry, this is 40.
Just turned 40.
That can't be true. I still remember you coming out of Pershing to go play at Michigan.
Man, I'm trying to explain that to my kids, how fast life's been going. I remember playing for the Westside Cubs just yesterday.
So before we get into football, I mean, look, you've always been like a community leader around here. I remember you paid for a funeral of somebody years ago here. You're big in Pittsburgh, obviously Arizona, Tampa. What's been the last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks been for you with all the crap going around in this country right now?
Man, it's crazy. It is uncharted waters, just with this pandemic, just with the protesting and the race relations, and it's just all over the news. And forgot I used to love to watch the news. I haven't touched it in a month. And, you know, I just hear sound bits from people, and people got to, it's crazy times. People got to look upstairs first and, you know, go into your private corner. We got to work this out. And I got a lot of faith and hope in this country that people are going to, you know, the good is going to rise to the top. And the light always overshadows the darkness, always.
Larry, what's your overall, if somebody asked you to give a state of affairs in the city of Detroit, what would you tell them? There's a lot of good. There's a, you know, everybody talks about the comeback and the restaurants, the bikes, people are riding their bikes around, the condos, and the lofts. But obviously there's still some serious issues as a city that the city's facing. What do you tell people from, who, you know, when you say you're from Detroit, about where the city is right now?
Well, a lot of people, like, I've been playing there the last 2 years. We've had games there, and a lot of people compliment our downtown. And people that's familiar with Detroit that went there on the regular, they know it's unrecognizable. So when I go back in the summer, I go, wow, this is new, this is new.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a lot of compliments about the downtown area. We know the numbers are down in the city, in the neighborhoods, and a lot of schools closing. And, you know, I can't wait because, you know, it's just desolate. You know, like my neighborhood, my old house I grew up in is knocked down, probably two houses left on the block. That's a little disheartening. I'm waiting on, you know, just that the neighborhoods to come back together. And it's a lot of land, and I see a lot of people. Some neighborhoods are coming back somewhat, but we just need more people. We need more jobs, and we need more people back in the city.
Larry Foote joins us on the Jamie and Stoney Show. All right, let's cut to the chase. Your former Michigan teammate, Mr. Brady, is now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. When you heard the possibility of him coming, and then when it actually came to fruition, what was your reaction?
I couldn't believe it. You know, I was just like a fan. Everybody else hoping and wishing. I'm not going to fall for the hype. Tampa Bay going to be one of those the favorites. You know, a lot of football to play. Got a lot of young guys, too. But I was excited, and I think it picked up the morale of the team. I seen, you know, probably he's running practices with the players, and it was full participants. You know, the first thing you ask is our star players there? And they said, oh, yeah. And so, you know, he just brings that type of respect. And, you know, the town is buzzing. You know, it sucks because, you know, what we're going through right now. So that's definitely, you know, stealing the luster from it. But, you know, it's everybody's waiting for football to come back. I think there's a lot more important stuff that's going on. But, you know, everybody's hoping and wishing that, you know, this virus goes away and we get to play some football this fall.
We're talking to Larry Foote, former Michigan Wolverine, Pershing Doughboy, and now a coach with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How do you talk to Tom? You always struck me as the kind of guy where, whether it's Tom Brady or John Navarre, you're going to talk to everybody the same way. So now here's this superhuman, superstar, untouchable, all-time great quarterback. Is he still just Tom to you, or do you have to speak to him any differently than you always have?
Well, all the interaction through the years playing against him, you know, he held me back for about 2 Super Bowls. But we always had fun. Always took a lot of photo ops after the game. And our families always sat together with his family, so we chit-chat on that a little bit. He was always an awesome leader. So far, every time I've seen him since he's been this mega superstar, he's been the same old Tom. And that's what I hear through people, you know, through that organization when he was in New England. That Tom is just, you know, a regular dude. And I'm not surprised because that's how he was at Michigan.
But by the way, I was listening to a little bit of a podcast our friend Angelique had with David Terrell this week, who claimed that if Terrell and Henson stayed for another year, you guys would have won the national championship. Do you buy it?
Yes. Because my senior year, I think we lost a game out in Washington. And, you know, John Navarre, not to put the blame on him, but our defense was ready. I think the year before, our defense was young. And the next year, our offense needed a spark. We were below average a little bit, but we were still a good team. You know, we got a hose up in Michigan State, that whole fiasco that took place. But if they would have been there, that would have been a blowout. Even if just Drew comes back, I think we'd at least been in there. I think Miami, that would have been tough to beat them. But we would have definitely been in the running for it.
We're talking to Larry Foote here on 97.1 The Ticket. You know, Stoney mentioned it about the Buccaneers. I mean, you guys came into Detroit late in the year last year, and this is when Jameis was obviously throwing up as many touchdowns as picks. He had that weird year, but right. With the young talent you guys had offensively, I remember at the end of the year last year saying, wow, this Tampa team is scary already, and not even thinking that the offseason was coming. I mean, so you already have built a pretty good thing there. So the Brady addition and obviously the Gronk addition must make you feel like you got a real shot this year to contend.
Well, hopefully our players ain't hearing that long comment right. You just made about our team. But no, I get it. Soon I got here, and I didn't even know who Chris Godwin was, and I'm sitting there like the debate started, who's better, him or Mike Evans? And when you started having those type of conversations, you know you got some talent. Offensive line was good for us, solid. So, you know, anytime you add Brady to whatever team you got, the arrow is pointing up. And, you know, I still believe, you know, we win championships on defense. And I was more happy about how our defense, because we played a lot of young players, probably about 4 or 5 first-year rookie or second-year guys. So if those guys keep moving in the right direction, we can be tough to beat.
And you convinced Sue to come back, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, I asked you about a State of the Union address about your city. Now a State of the Union address about your football team in college. Where are you on Harbaugh? Where are you on Michigan football right now?
I think I'm with everybody else. Every fan is – I'm not a big Harbaugh hater like a lot of people. Thinking back some of the Ohio State game, I think we got a hose to one down there. But he hasn't had a true quarterback yet. And, you know, everybody, well, he's a quarterback coach. It ain't that easy. Trust me, it's not that easy. And somewhat where the program was at before he got there. I call it a success. But you watch Ohio State. Just watch every NFL draft every April or early May, and you tell me how we're going to beat Ohio State without a quarterback. And when he get that, when he gets his hand on a true stud quarterback, I think we're going to dethrone them guys.
Well, you got to get your quarterback, Tom Brady, to convince Deion's kid to go to Michigan then. He's working him out, I saw, you know. Come on.
I got to get to YouTube. My kids tell me about all these kids, and Deion, they know about Deion Sanders' kids more than I do, so I got to ask them, is he the real deal or not? But hopefully we get a good quarterback in there. And that defense got to be able to shore things up, too. I was a little disappointed in them the last couple of years versus those suck eyes down south. But I think Harbaugh, since being there, has been a success.
Larry Foote, assistant coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, played at Pershing, played at Michigan. Stell says he was inbounds in that 14-0 Michigan win over Michigan State. Larry, always great talking to you. Have a great season. We'll talk to you soon, man.
I appreciate it, man. Good hearing from you guys.
Thanks, Larry.
Larry Foote joining us here.
Yep.
You too. Larry Foote, JB and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.